A recent report has revealed that cricket played at all levels around the world is at risk due to the extreme conditions in which matches are being played. The report outlines the rising temperatures that are causing great strain on players' bodies, as well as the declining air quality in some parts of the world, and that is also affecting players' respiratory systems. In light of this, it was revealed that Australia recorded a 5-year average of 46 days when the temperature was over 37 degrees. James Bale asked Dr. Paul Govind, lecturer at the Centre of Environmental Law at Macquarie University, what are the effects of prolonged exposure to extreme conditions and what sport governing bodies can do to preserve the game?
The issue really how often these temperatures are going to be breached. One thing we have to be aware of when we talk about temperature is that it will be different for different people. Now, why is that important for sport? Well, because you have different age groups playing sport. And so adults will have a higher tolerance for heat than children. I think what the important thing is, it's becoming less tolerable for all people, and that the adequate adaptation measures are taken.
Last year, Australia recorded 46 days of temperatures gone above 37. So how's that number changed in the past 15, 20 years?
There's a clear rise there. We see this sort of pattern where we have more hot days. The hot days are going to be distributed in particular times in the calendar.
So what are some of the long-term effects of prolonged exposure to extreme temperatures?
We will see higher levels of dehydration. We will see higher levels of physical, but also sort of psychological and mental impacts as well. The long-term effects, it could be physical health, it could be mental health. That we'll have to look at the way we adapt to these things and perhaps change these practices.
In addition, earlier this year, several matches in the India Premier League were played in air quality that was deemed unhealthy. So is there any like variations in the symptoms when it comes to air pollution compared to just extreme temperatures in general?
Countries such as India have had problems with the quality of their air, you know, breathable air for some time. It's the consequence, say, of things like, well, it could be traffic, it could just be other sorts of industry. Now you have intersection between two really dangerous outcomes. You have the heat and you have the low air quality. Now, in my opinion, that is impossible to play in those circumstances. It doesn't really matter who you are. You could be playing kids-level stuff, or you could be a professional like in the IPL.
With cricket being a predominantly daytime summer sport, do you believe a change of date and time that matches are played is necessary at all levels of the game?
Yeah, I think this is something that seriously has to be contemplated. And again, you know, we're moving, say, we move from the professional level down, you know, Saturday morning junior stuff. I think it has to really be on the table. I think that with the professional game, there is the benefit of stadiums that are equipped with adequate lighting. We are putting not just players, but when we talk about the professional game with cricket, we're probably putting fans at risk as well. And I think this is another issue here. Now, moving further down into sort of more local sport, how do we get around this? Well, that's a bit more tricky because we can't play the matches in the evening. Do we start the matches earlier? Probably. That would have to be one of the things we do. And that would probably mean that some sport, some age groups cannot really be on the weekend. Maybe they have to be shifted to the week somehow. I'm not sure how to do that, to be honest, but I think these are some of the measures that we'll have to take.
Several governing bodies of cricket around the world are joining together to implement new heat policies to protect the game. What do you believe these policies should include?
Well, I think the policy should include the potential for rescheduling. I think the policy should include more frequent and longer drinks breaks. I think we need to also look carefully at the surface. Now, most international cricket would simply be played on natural grass. I think we need to be very careful as well, though, if there is any synthetic materials used at any time. It simply does not absorb water as well. There's no natural cooling effect to the ground. I think we also need to consider things like perhaps a better form of monitoring of players' health and players' performance. And I think what's important as well is when that data is being gathered, I think the ways in which fluctuations in temperature, changes in temperature, how that has been affecting performance and health of athletes needs to be taken into account. Like anything, climate change is going to affect the fundamentals of how a game works.
Dr. Paul Govin from the Centre of Environmental Law at Macquarie University there speaking with James Bale.